After a long time that we haven't been here, we are back with, I lose track every time, I think episode 8 of the Toon Talk podcast. Once again, I am Christian Notes. I'm happy to be back. We have a lot of new music, call it New Music Mania, all that good stuff. I'm joined by my man, Majd. Did I say it right? I feel, it's been so long. I just call you Mark.
Yeah, it's been a minute. My name is Majd.
Majd. Big okay, Majd. I had it. Did I say Majd? I think I said, I don't know, man. I'm tired.
It's all good. Last time I was on this podcast, I ain't did a little bit. First time I've been on one. But I think I'm better to do myself. We're about to get some new music today, right?
Absolutely. We have, I think, 12 new things, technically 13. And we'll get you back in once we get to those are going down a list. I got some bullet points to talk about. And let's get into it. So first one is Billie Eilish, Your Power. This one was to promote her newest album coming out, I believe, this summer. And she did a photo shoot that's going along with it that is also controversial because of her, you know, her personal or what she said to the media. You know, I'm not trying to get myself out there like clothing wise and show my body. That's what she did with her clothing. But now she's doing this and people are like, she can do what she wants, which is also true. You know, in the end, I don't really care. You know, the album is called Happier Than Ever, which should be dropping on July 30th. And she was, I didn't give this song a rating. She was singing in her high voice, which is always great. You know, I've really grown to like Billie Eilish's music, and the acoustic guitar of this song really helps out a lot to the groove of it. It sounds like it'll be a really good emotional song if performed live. I haven't been to a Billie Eilish concert, and I haven't listened to, like, you know, the live versions on YouTube and all that. But I think definitely this song works, and the crowd will be into it. And the blonde hair on the album cover or the song cover, whatever you want to call it, it looked good. Billie's killing it with that. From what I remember, it's in my playlist, which is also good. I'll give it an 8. 8 out of 10. I don't know. It's kind of throwing a number out randomly, but I have ratings for everything else. Hopefully. Next up, we got my man back in here. So Slime Language 2 Deluxe. Just the deluxe one. I already talked about the full one. They were released a week or two ago out of nowhere. April 16th. Adding 8 new songs. Have you heard the new parts?
What's the new song? I don't have the list in front of me. Let me pull it up.
I know, because like, it took me a while to find the new songs because I thought they were like scattered throughout the album. You know, like some people put them at the bottom. But these ones were at the top, and I was like, wait a second. So I found it and all that. Let me know if you get it before me.
Right? Yeah, I don't have it pulled up. Let me.
All right. First one. Which one does this? It started on Slatty, right? 1, 2.
Yeah, Slatty's a good song.
5, 6, 7, 8. All right, so first song, Slam the Door, Young Thug and Gunna, Liddy, DaBaby, and Young Thug. No Surprise, Don Toliver, B Slime, Young Thug, Mill in Vegas, Young Thug and Nav, Explosion by Yak Gotti, FN, and The Dealer, Yesirski with Migo, or just Migo, Mack Truck by Young Thug and Jim Jones, and Mob Ties remix, Young Thug on Funk, 24 Heavy, and I think Future is the last one on there. So how many of those have you heard?
The first one.
The first one?
Anytime that it comes with Gunna and Young Thug together, you already know it's going to be good.
Absolutely. I think that works a lot. If I, one of the main things that I was thinking, if I listen, because I remember the first thing when I heard the album, I didn't like it that much, you know. I think I did come back to the Drake one, and it wasn't as bad, but it's still not really a slapper to me.
It had a couple of songs on there that slapped for me. You know, I really like Slatty. I really like Ski. I really liked all of them. And it's one of those ones, you know, you listen to it for the first time, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And you come back and you'd be like, okay, this kind of slapped. I was overthinking it.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing with a lot of new albums and a lot of new music. Like, if you listen to it once, then you're like, oh, okay. Then if you listen to it twice, then you start to get some things that you missed before. And I guess I never gave this album a chance to have a second listen, which is, you know, it's kind of unfair. But if I know I didn't like it the first time, like, anyway, then there's no real point for me to go back to it.
That's fair. There's a lot of albums that's coming out, a lot of new songs coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, it's one of those things. I went back to it after, like, the second time, and I'm like, okay. It just, like, it had a new flow for me, because mm-hmm. I really like Young Thug, and I really like Gunna, and I like, you know, a lot of other features on there. I'm going to say, on the original album, not the deluxe, I'm proud of you. I love Lil Uzi, but that one did not slap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think, because I probably one of the first things that I had when I first listened to the original album, I didn't like the tone that it started off with. Slatty, like you said, is a pretty good song, but it like ramps you up. It gets you hype. It's a hype song. But then the rest of the album has some mixes. But the way Slam the Door is on the deluxe, if you listen to the album as a whole, like all the way down,
yeah,
I think that was a lot better tone to start it off with. And I still did get bored, you know, eight new songs, especially with I'm Not Guaranteed to Like It. I don't know. I guess I just didn't like the album that much to care overall.
I've never, like, I don't see how people, whenever a new album drops, they listen to the whole album in a day.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's so hard because no matter how much you love an artist, if they release 12 new songs, songs you've never listened to, which, you know, when you listen to a song, you look for certain parts, you listen for certain parts. If you listen to 12 new songs, 24 new songs, depending on how big the album is, I wouldn't be able to get to it. I get through four, and then the next day I go through four or five. I think the only one I ever sat through, like, was the first half of Eternal Take.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that I did go back and I was like, okay, because I don't know, I've been weary on Lil Uzi. There was some hits that I had, and I don't know, I just kind of fell off of them, but Eternal Take was pretty good. And then Yes Sirski, I think that was a pretty good song, especially since Migo, I don't know if you heard of him or at all.
Yeah,
he was like 8 years old, and that was the weirdest thing I've ever heard. But you know, it was a decent song, I think. And my favorite ones out of it was Slam the Door, the one they started with, and Explosion. They didn't get out of my playlist, so take that whatever you want. I don't think it I don't know what I put in this note. I rate the new songs an 8 out of 10. I think that's what up. I don't know, missing, I haven't wrote this in like a week. Some misses that came with it, but that comes with every album. It changed the vibe of the original album, in my opinion, which made it better. You know, like I said, if I listen to it all the way down with the deluxe songs, I think it makes it all the way better.
All right. And how does the deluxe hold up to the original?
I like it better.
You know, I
think the 8 songs help out a lot.
All right.
So I think we'll get you back in a little bit. Right now we're moving to Shoot My Shot by IDK and Offset. I don't know if it's just, I don't know. This one came out on April 16th. It was a nice, this one's just a song. It had a nice smooth beat to it. Definitely sounds like a radio song if it were appropriate. You know, there are songs that you're like, oh man, this will sound really good, but some of the topics that they talk about, or you know, how much of the song would have to be censored, definitely makes it not as easy. I didn't really know who IDK was before. Still don't really now, but there is a really good song. I can't remember the name, that he made with Denzel Curry, and it is amazing. It's like a real lyrical rap song, and it's not one that I get into that much. And Offset had a pretty good verse in this song, so I gave it a 7 out of 10. But, you know, when you – I'm about to tell an embarrassing story here. You know, 7, when people, like you ask a girl to rate you out of 10, and they're like, oh, a 7. 7's supposed to mean average, but 7, if they rate you a 6, that's disrespectful. If they rate you an 8, then if they rate you an 8, then it's kind of you're better than average, better than, quote, average.
7 is high for me. If she says 5, that's average. She says 7, exactly. That means good. She said 8, that's magnificent. 10, perfect. I don't think I'll give anybody a 10.
Because 5 is supposed to be average because it's right in the middle, but 7 is like people don't want to give you a 5. So 7 became average, but I gave it a 7, meaning it's better than average, but it's not my favorite.
Gotcha.
And my embarrassing stories, it was like 8th grade or freshman year. This random girl on Instagram, she was like, oh, rate. So I did that. She guess what she gave me?
She probably gave you a 6, didn't she?
I got a 3.
You got a 3?
I got a 3.
Man.
That was the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen.
She should have just not replied.
I honestly would have felt better getting left on red because that crushed my self-esteem for like the next 6 months. I ended up getting a girlfriend that year, so I was like, yay. But like, I still think about it when I'm trying to sleep at night and it hurts me. I tried to find her Instagram, like, or the thing. I couldn't. Maybe she deleted her account.
You're too good for her, bro. What are you talking about?
You know, now I grew up. Didn't grow like a puberty grow, but you know, my face grew. I got my facial hair. My voice is deep and all that. So I'm better.
I feel you on that.
That's what's up. So we'll get you back in still. The next one was "Gone" by Georgia Smith. Came out on April 19th. It was a single consisting of "Gone" and "Addicted," 2 songs. I liked her in Get It Together and I Am. Get It Together was in More Life album, my favorite album of all time, and I Am a part of the Black Panther soundtrack. I haven't heard too many movie soundtracks, but I think that is also one of the best movie soundtracks. I don't know if they're original music either, but, you know, just a good collection. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar for that. A chord progression in Gone was really nice. Nice piano tone helped it out. And Addicted seems like a really nice driving song. I didn't add it to any playlist. And she's definitely a beautiful singer and makes pretty good music, but I just wasn't feeling these songs. You know, some might have been the mood that I was listening to these songs in, but I just wasn't feeling it. So I gave it a 5 out of 10 because nothing stuck out too much. You know, these are average songs. That's exactly what we were talking about. You know, not like extra good, just average. And the next up was Durag Activity by Baby Keem featuring Travis Scott. There was some big posts about this one going on, came out on April 28th. Utopia should be coming out soon from Travis Scott. They've been hyping him up about that for like a year or two. And no matter what he's done, they're like, Utopia, Utopia, Utopia. And he's rapped about Utopia in his other songs, like promoting it. And the bass in this one was bumping. I don't know why I said it like that. I like the beat in it. I think if it's a good car song, it gets you boom, boom, all that stuff. But I didn't really like Travis's verse in this one. I don't know if he's carried on a lot of features, though. I think he's better having features. You know, you think of Sicko Mode. It was a good song from him and that. Then you had Drake compliment him. Same thing with 90210. Casey Hill, amazing job in that amazing song. So, you know, you don't really get too many Travis Scott songs where he's a feature and he, like, you know, carries or even has a outstandingly well verse. I gave this one a 4 out of 10. You know, less than average, but only in, that got that high because the beat carried. Next one was Without You by The Kid LAROI featuring Miley Cyrus. This is a TikTok song, ladies and gentlemen, so I, you know, that already kind of lowers my expectations. You hear it a lot, especially it was a, I think it has some dances behind it. No, that was a big trend. Like, no, not a dance, but can't talk about the line on here. I never really liked the song in the first place. He kind of sounds like he's whining when he sings in it. Maybe just be in this song, but, you know, I don't care enough to listen to some of his other ones. But getting Miley Cyrus involved is huge for him in his career. You know, I'm not too big of a fan, like I mentioned, but Miley Cyrus, having her in helps out so much. She's had some good ones recently, I think. I think she helped the song overall. Kid LAROI is also supposed to be on XXL this year.
She carried, though.
That's the thing, though. Like, the song already kind of stunk. So I don't know if you can try to carry a song that's bad.
No matter how good she did, it wouldn't even be considered a carry. But she did help it, though.
Yeah. Because, you know, they had, like, parts where they sung together, and I was like, okay, that works. Miley's cool in that one. And, the thing that I wrote, 5 out of 10, but Miley saved it from being lower. So I'd say probably a 3. Without. So shout out to Miley Cyrus, rock star now. Next one, Just Until Corday. Oh, my goodness, this was good. April 22nd, and it was an EP with 4 songs on it, 12 minutes. The quote on the EP cover or album cover, whatever, says, "See you soon, album almost done." You never really get that nowadays, or at least with Drake, you don't. People releasing music, promoting more of their music. Normally, when they release something, that's all they have. That's all they make. And I never realized how good of a rapper Corday is. And I found that out right on the first song, and then I had a great time listening to the whole thing. I think he did a great job of mixing the melodic rap style and also singing, because he can do both, and that's a big thing. I'd say really vibey. I hate using the word vibe, but, you know, it's a really chill song and a chill EP. Great 4 songs. And he was able to bag a Young Thug feature in What's Up, which was also my favorite song out of all of them. Getting Young Thug involved, you know, of course, Young Thug has Slime Language too, so he probably took time out of recording that or getting stuff for that. Helped. So Young Thug, great for his career overall. Shout out to them. Really nice beat in What's Up. That was, like I mentioned, one of my favorite songs. It was great. And they rhymed the N-word like 50 times, like, with it. But then again, it's a situation where I've been thinking about this a lot. You can rhyme the same word, but as long as you change something up and, like, make it sound good, that's the thing. If you have a poop song, then it's not gonna change.
especially whenever they pronounce it differently. You know, you could say...
You could do that, too. Yeah.
If you say the same word over and over again, and you just keep rhyming the same tone, same everything, it just don't work out like that. But I think Young Thug does a really good job with that. And who else was on that feature with him?
It was just Cordae.
Cordae?
So overall, it was... yeah. I think it was really good. And it had...
That was a whole different song?
No.
Okay. I didn't want to mess up that.
it was Cordae's song, and then Young Thug was a feature, which is, you know, that's huge. And then four different vibes, and then, you know, I think that was all you need. Because when you get an album, it depends on who it is, of course. If it's Cordae, you get multiple types. But if it's Young Thug, you also expect a lot of different types of music. But I feel like I didn't get that. But in this one, it's such a small sample size. Four songs is such a small groove. But you did get all different vibes, even in a four-song EP. Cordae can kind of do it all, rap real and lyrical like J. Cole, but also hang with the greats like Young Thug and hoodie type rap. And it really got me excited for the album. I've never really been a Cordae fan, but, you know, I will be listening and tuning in. So I gave this one a 9 out of 10. It really surpassed my expectations, and how much I liked What's Up really bumped it up. I think 9 out of 10 is the highest I've given everything. I can't remember if I gave anything a 10 in this one. But next up was Michigan Boy Boat by Lil Yachty. April 23rd, 14 songs with 40 minutes, which is kind of short, given it's 40 songs. If you think two minutes per song, that's at least... Nope, my math is horrible. 2 minutes per song, that's 28. Okay, never mind. I'll close my mouth there. Final Form was a good tone setter, the good one. I added that to my basketball playlist. That's a good sign for the whole album. He said, "On my mother's mother, I won't blank a blank without a blank rubber." This is on another song. This is on I Spy. And, you know, you never wish bad on anybody, but if he ever has a child, I'm going to go back to that song. I'm going to quote that lyric, and I'm going to post it. I'm posting it everywhere.
Just blame him for it.
Yeah, like, what happened, Yachty?
He likes to make a lot of jokes about not having a baby, then not have it, then having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then, for real?
He plays with like that?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's on his songs. Like, it's funny to hear. And we can't forget my very favorite Lil Yachty quote from I Spy. I won't say it on here, but we all know what it is right before the song even starts.
Wait. I don't know. I'll go listen to it after. my mind is blanking right now. But, like I said, you never hate to wish bad on anybody. I don't know if having a kid will be bad, but...
Lil Boat.
And then Dynamic Duo, I think that might be the best one on him. Him and T Grizzly, I think they're actually a dynamic duo. From the D to the A is an amazing song. The beat on that one is good. The way they pass the rapping back and forth in that one makes it one of my...
D to the A is still on my playlist.
Exactly.
It's still on my playlist.
I think it was like 2017 or 16. We were in middle school.
I still have it on there. And it's I still bop to it like to this day. And it just like, it had an organic feel to it. Whenever they switched to each other, it was switching. It's like they passing the ball to each other.
Kobe and Shaq, yeah.
Put respect on it.
Oh my God, it's a really great song because I don't like T Grizzly like that. And when I started liking the song, that was when I was like rocking with Lil Yachty so much. But it's an overall really good song. I like it a lot. But both From the D to the A and Dynamic Duo, I think I'm gonna try to listen to it after I'm done with this. And the key changes in the song Dynamic Duo, I think they're interesting. The rap voice doesn't change, but the beat does. You know, sometimes when you have a key change in the song, they change how they rap. You know, they change, like, maybe pitch it up or pitch it down a little bit. But they had their same voice and the beat. I can't remember exactly what I was saying, but, you know, the beat changes and everything. It's not too common. Very interesting, and I liked it. The rap style in Never Did Coke is really getting popular. It was a meme by, I hope I'm allowed to say this on the station and podcast. It was a meme by Coochie Man on TikTok and everything. You know, the... Yeah, and Lil Yachty did that a lot. Lil Yachty did that in the song, and it doesn't sound too bad. I don't know what state it's from, because it's probably a certain location. Also, Sway Lee ate it up on Never Did Coke.
Yeah, Sway Lee ate it up. That's it. Just, man, I'm a smooth dude.
Yeah, because it sounds good. As long as you get good production, then everything sounds good. And then RMC Mike reminded me of... What am I writing down here?
Can I take a second real quick?
Yeah.
Can I take a second real quick? Did you see the video that came out about Lil Skies? What's it called again? Engineer. Mm. With what he posted on social media.
Oh yeah, like without.
Because you're saying, you know, anything sounds good post production. He said, he took out. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do you that way." He took out the whole beat behind him and exposed him.
That's grimy.
But the thing is, that's how most songs sound like, especially when they have autotune before.
Yeah.
Like, they manipulate their voice. But it's something funny to think about, like, even though it sounds good in post-productions, you wonder how it sounds like before.
I think there was some artist or, like, some producer, somebody said that producers need to get all the credit because they are really the ones that make the song. You know, some might have the words, but they can horrible. I sound horrible singing, but a producer can make me sound great.
But I also think about it like this, you know. They do have a part into it, the engineers, the producers, the everything like that. They do have a part into it. I think the producer, the one who actually makes the beat, has the most part in it because it actually influences the beat. Unless they're an artist that writes before a beat and they have a beat around them. But that's very rare now. You know, usually they have the producer that makes the beat. But I don't think the engineer should get much credit because, you know, you can record a video, but you could have anybody edit it. You could have...
Well...
Not anybody, but, you know...
You can edit it to make it sound good.
You know, when you look for a song, you don't look for the engineer. Oh, this is engineered by this. You know, you look for the producer and you look for the artist.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Because I think the overall, it's weird how the team for music has been getting a lot popular and how more people are getting involved.
Yeah.
Then what was I don't know what I put. I said RMC Mike reminded me of The Things Got Some Reason. I don't know. Maybe I can come back to it, but then I gave it a 6 out of 10 overall. Had some pretty good music, but I just wasn't feeling it. It's tough. And then Dynamic Duo, I think that ended up being the best song. Next up, Spiral by 21 Savage. Have you heard this one? Yeah, it's about Saw. I think there might be a new Saw movie coming out.
I have not.
You have not? It's all,
I really want to,
it's
though.
It's a good song. So with this one, it came out April 30th. Like I said, it's related to Saw. The beat starts out nice. The knife slice in the beginning adds to the ambiance. The flow works on it really well. He references Spiral and Saw, and, you know, it's not just the name of the song. You know, when you get a movie related to that, it's easy and it's nice. 9 out of 10 song. I think nearly perfect. I added it to my basketball playlist. I added it to my regular playlist, I think, too, because, you know, I'm a hooper, guys. I'm probably going to walk on the IU, let's be honest. 9 out of 10. Then next up, Khaled, or what you got?
No, I knew we were going up with next. That's why I said. You're going to make it, bro. You're going to make it in the league.
I know.
You're going to be a baller.
Going to be the shortest ever in the NBA, but I'm going to be dunking on somebody.
I have not heard that 21 Savage song yet, but I'm going to put it in the car when I leave studio today.
I think it had good bass, too. I don't know if we can play music on here, plus not.
Not in here. Whenever I leave, I send it to you personally.
You're
but right
get
now,
it,
we on. Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, Khaled. DJ Khaled. Is it Khalid or DJ? Because, like, since his name's
I'm
Khaled,
Arab, so, like, I just say Khaled, you know?
I'm 4'10".
But I don't know the way DJ Khaled says it. We both Palestinian, but, you know, I really don't know how he would say it because he's Americanized, everything like that.
That makes sense.
I really don't know.
Because I found out that his real name is Khaled or Khalid. No, it was so funny. So I guess that's why he made it. April 30th is when it came out. 14 songs for 53 minutes. Starting off strong with Thankful. We Going Crazy was kind of messed up by DJ Khaled's ad-libs. I think that was the one where he was like, keep going. And there was a meme about that where like they're rapping like DJ Khaled had a gun. That was funny, though. I Did It First is the most ambitious song I've ever seen to have Post Malone, DaBaby, Meg Thee Stallion, and Lil Baby. Still kind of suck, though. Interesting touch, including Popstar and Grease. You know, those songs are pretty old in the music sense. I think they came out sometime in 2020, like before, during the shutdown, I believe. But if you think about it, DJ Khaled is like the greatest rap GM of all time. He's a great coach. He gets everybody involved. He knows how to get the team involved. And he grouped older artists with newer style and style with older, etc. Because he had, I think, Too Short with Nas or something like that.
Who else do you know that would get Justin Bieber to rap with Lil Wayne?
Exactly.
Like, it made no sense to me. You look at his lineup, and you have pop stars mixed with old rap, mixed with new rap, mixed with... You're like, what's going on right here? They having a whole party on his album.
And it's crazy. You know, connections are something that's really huge. We only have 6 minutes left, so we gotta wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
My favorite song was Grease. You know, it's not good that my favorite was an older song, but it also takes time for me to get used to. I don't know if I would listen to the album again. I doubt it. I gave it 8 out of 10 for the cast and the hype. Great. Was there anything else you had to add?
For me, you gave it a little bit of 8. I would give it a 7 personally.
Ooh.
I'd give it a 7.
7? I'll drop it down to 7 for you.
Yeah. Let's go 7-5, make it even.
And then next up, Miss the Rage by Trippie Redd and Playboi Carti came out on May 7th. The leak for the beat, or I guess it leaked fully, so then they're like, oh, let's just release it, because money, of course.
Which is rare for Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti's whole discography is on SoundCloud. The leak for the beat has been available for a while, and I didn't realize, like, the version on SoundCloud was fan made and they made all the stuff in there, but I believe the whole song was right. That's what I said. Can't like underwhelming the whole thing.
Of course, I haven't been impressed by Playboi Carti as of recently.
I didn't like the album at all.
The whole lot of Red album from him, any of his features, you know, like especially like, man, you know, like. He went too far into the style and just.
Yeah, because I get like, I saw some like, oh, of course you changed their, like, they changed their style relating to the album, but I don't know. I don't like the vampire stuff, all that. A song art was made in 30 seconds. It was like the heart, and that was it on a black thing. I saw somebody like do that on TikTok.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I didn't, like, you've seen both of them. They have similar personalities. I just never thought they'd be together on the same song.
And especially a song called Mr. Rage, you don't think a white heart emoji. Mario Judah did it better. I heard his
Mario
version.
Judah did it better.
And I don't like Mario Judah like that. I think his was really good.
I don't know how to feel about Mario Judah.
I missed it. I was good.
But when Playboi Carti didn't drop a whole lot of Red, he said, drop the album or I'm going to drop it for you.
I mean, it's good to use for the community. Shout out to Mario Judah.
It's good giggles. It's good memes. But I can't take Mario Judah or Playboi Carti seriously. If he was asking me which one has been dropping more better pops, I'm going to say Mario Judah's better than Playboi Carti. He's better at being Playboi Carti than Playboi Carti is being at Playboi Carti.
Also, Cardi's fan base might be the most horrible.
It's terrible. It's like the My Hero Academia of like rap.
Because they leak everything, and when the songs finally come out, and they're like not the same as the SoundCloud version.
It's better from the fans.
Yeah,
it's better from the fans. Like, he should start paying his fans. I've seen so many memes about it, and just like especially like you see remixes, you see the songs before they even come out. It's better after the release.
Yeah, and it's tough. His fan base is forcing themselves to still like his music. His music switched up so much, and I doubt that everybody likes, you know, the vampire type music rather than like just hood. I mean, his music was hoodie before, and I gave it a 3 out of 10, but only because the beat is cool. But, you know, I hear the song against the people are using it. People are posting it on Instagram, so I'll bump it up to a 4. Still least an average.
Playboi Carti. Drop Kid Cudi. Okay,
yes.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Oh my gosh,
and not
I was looking
for
it on there. And he made a song with Kid Cudi, and I was like, "Oh, is that it?" I listened to it. The song stunk.
It stunk.
Next up, we're not even going to talk about the astronaut in the ocean and his remix. I think that one stinks. DDG, shout out to him, getting big. TikTok, I don't like that song.
Yeah,
I'm not rocking with it. What you know about? No,
yeah, it's not.
I can't get with it.
I can't. There's a couple TikTok songs. It's like.
Once it's on TikTok,
there's only like one. It's like, it's like good, but it's not. It's like ironically good, but I don't even think I could say it on here.
Or I think even TikTok's now kind of ruined the songs. There are some old ones that I actually like that are in my playlist. We got 2 minutes left before we go home. J. Cole interlude released on May 7th. Interlude to the off season, which drops May 14th, which is this Friday, I believe. This Friday. It wasn't hit to me, but. J. Cole is always hit or miss personally. I tend to come back later and like his music.
Didn't J. Cole get signed in a basketball or something?
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, he got signed in a basketball for like an African team, I think.
Yeah, something like something Patriots. Moroccan Patriots, I think.
Morocco? Maghreb.
Something like that.
Okay.
2014 Forest Hills Drive, I didn't like it at first, but, you know, it gradually grew on me. So I think whatever he does for the, yeah, I think it was because, there were jokes about J. Cole's music sucks, but now I like it.
J. Cole is just like, you want to listen to him, but at the same time, the whole industry is like, you listen to J. Cole?
Yeah.
Like, who are you listening to?
Absolutely.
You think he's...
I could be. And then, it grew on me 4 out of 10, but I still hope the album is good. Saver Tears remix, The Weeknd featuring Ariana Grande, came out on April 23rd. It was already a great song. I love Saver Tears, and especially with WrestleMania, getting into that this year. They had that as the main song. Is that the bell? Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying cut me out.
I'm in this off. It doesn't do too much in the Ariana feature. She still sounds like she was already in it, which is fits well, which is good. They work so well together. They had Love Me Harder and some other songs that are not appropriate for school. Oh, I'm about to just end it off right now. It's all good. Yeah. And then they work so well together. 10 out of 10, which is my first ever 10 out of 10 on here, I believe. It was a great feature on an already great song. And that is it for the Toon Talk episode 8 or whatever. I might get it posted on Friday. I might get it posted on Tuesday. I don't want to. I'm trying to go home. I'll be here tomorrow.
You too. Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be here Thursday. Yeah. I'll talk to you Thursday.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks for having me on here. I really appreciate it. You know, whatever I didn't know about the songs, whatever I didn't, you know. So many albums. I only seen like 3 of them.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it. Big merch.
I got you. We'll catch you guys later. Thank you for tuning in.